tenants trust. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Trademark of FCA US LLC.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you doing this fine November weekend if you are getting ready to fix up your house in anticipation of family and friends coming over for the holidays? That would be a great topic for us to talk about today on the Money Pit. So reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, if you're working outside the house, there's still a lot of time to get projects done before it gets too cold out there. We'd be happy to help with that as well. Basically, whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right on over to ours by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your house to boost its curb appeal, or to change a color you don't like, or to refresh a dilapidated paint job, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home, well, that's a big project that requires proper planning, preparation, and tools. So we're going to share some pro tips to help you get the project done right. Just ahead.
And also ahead, do you love the look of a deck over a patio but dread the hassle of digging and pouring those concrete footings? Well, there's now a much easier solution thanks to the pedestal support system from Bison. We're going to explain how that works, helping you save money and avoid all of that back-breaking work.
And do you want to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient? Well, if you want to do that, start in the attic. We're going to explain how to determine if you've got the right amount of insulation that keeps things cozy all year long.
But first, let us help you make your home everything that you dream it can be. We're here to share impartial expert tips and tricks to manage your money pit at every stage in your home improvement adventure.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 with your home improvement questions. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading out to Arizona. We've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
It's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house with a kitchen sink and two bowls and a kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
And a smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold, soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and that wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge would be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in there. You're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to, like, stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. So I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question. It doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There's different types of encapsulated insulation, and create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it, yep. All right, good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bye.
All right, heading south to Florida, where Dorothy is on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have engineered flooring, and I want to redo it. It's worn in spots, and nobody seems to be able to tell me what to do with it, how to refinish it.
So engineered flooring, Dorothy, is not a product that's designed to be refinished. It's not like hardwood floor where you can sand it, because it doesn't have as thick of a surface. Engineered flooring is made up of layers. It's more like plywood, where you have different types of wood that are glued together, and it gives you dimensional stability, and it's good for damp locations, but it's not necessarily designed to be refinished. So this may be a case where you need to remove and replace rather than refinish it.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of different types of flooring that are available today aside from the engineered hardwood floor. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank, which can look just like wood or many other materials, but it's completely 100% waterproof. And you may even be able to install this on top of the old floor and not have to worry about even taking it up and avoiding the expense and the hassles of having to do a tear out. Is this engineered hardwood on a cement slab?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to get up because it's probably glued down. That's how they usually do that. So you may want to look at the engineered vinyl plank. Take a look at Lumber Liquidators, or as they go now, their new name is LL Flooring, and look at all the beautiful engineered vinyl planks. I put down two of those floors, in one in a kitchen and one in a laundry room, and they really have worn very, very well, and they're not expensive either.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll check that out.
Good luck, Dorothy. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this November weekend. Coming up on the Money Pit, is the outside of your home ready for a fresh coat of paint? Well, if you have 2 weeks, a 30-foot ladder, and some experience, this makes for an excellent DIY project. For the rest of us, a pro is going to get that done much faster and probably with a better finish. We're going to have some tips for you to take on that project when the Money Pit continues. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family.
And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, enjoy this radio show? We know you do. And we think you might also love our podcast. You're going to find all kinds of things there to help you out with all your projects and help you plan for everything and save money and tackle those projects with confidence right there at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to help you plan your next home improvement adventure. Joe in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on with your insulation?
Well, we built a new home, yep. And it's 2x6 construction okay. With a truss roof.
Yep.
And I used open cell sprayed in insulation, and they come in and then they shave it all down to the studs.
Yep.
So we have a completely sealed envelope of the structure itself.
Okay.
Now, when it's a truss roof, so there's really no attic, but there is a space up there.
Okay.
When you sheetrock the whole ceiling and close that off, do I need to be concerned with some sort of ventilation in the attic
space? No,
not at all.
Not at all. Where did they insulate in the attic? Did they insulate under the roof itself?
They insulated the roof right to the plywood roof.
Yeah. Nope. You absolutely do not need to ventilate a spray foam house. And here's why. Because basically now that attic is a conditioned space. I have a spray foamed attic. It's terrific because it's pretty much the same temperature as the rest of the house all the time. It used to be that it was, you know, super hot in the summer and really cold in the winter. Now it's pretty much even Steven. And the fact that you use spray foam means that it expanded and sealed all the little cracks and gaps and crevices. So you're not going to have any problems with drafts getting in there. So you do not need to ventilate that roof.
Now, how about we have a mechanical equipment up there. I have the air conditioning unit up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No concerns with that in that space either?
No, it'll even work better because now, you know, when it's trying to cool in the summer, it's not going to be doing so in an attic space that's 110 degrees.
All right. I was concerned because there's absolutely no ridge vent, no soffit vent.
Yeah, no, that is done correctly, and we have to start thinking differently. Now, we use attic ventilation when we use products like fiberglass because we have to manage the moisture. But with spray foam ventilation, that is not an issue. That is now a conditioned part of your house, just like any room in your house. You may not have heating ducts up there, but it does not need to be ventilated.
Fantastic.
All right. That's a good choice.
All right. All right. Very good.
Good luck, Joe. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we've got Ruth on the line from St. Thomas, Pennsylvania. You got us all excited we were going to the Caribbean, but we're sticking in the Northeast.
I know.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a heat pump in my house. That's how we heat through that. And somebody told me that I have to have that serviced every winter for the heat pump, and in the spring I have to have the air conditioner serviced. Is there any truth to that? Because someone else told me that if you have an electrical heat pump, you do not have to have it serviced every year. So I was just wondering.
So you do need to have it serviced, but just once a year, because it's pretty much going to operate the same in the heating system and the cooling system, and they test both systems as part of the normal service. The difference between the heating and the cooling is one valve called a reversing valve, and it basically reverses the refrigeration cycle.
Okay.
And that can be checked as part of the summer AC service. So I don't think you have to do it twice a year. You certainly have to do it once a year. But living in Pennsylvania, a heat pump is probably a very expensive way for you to heat. I will tell you there's new technology out there now in heat pumps that are designed for northern climates. Bosch Home Comfort is a manufacturer of many of these inverter heat pumps that can actually handle heating when the temperature is like minus 5 or minus 10 outside. And
oh, yeah?
They don't cost more to operate than what a gas furnace might be. So there's certainly a good option for those that don't have access to gas, for example, for the heating, where you can get air conditioning in the same system at a very, very affordable cost. So that's something to keep in mind for when it's time to upgrade the system. But for right now, I'd say servicing it once a year is the hot ticket.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Ruth.
Bye.
Well, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your home to boost its curb appeal, or maybe change a color that you're just not liking anymore, or just to give it a refresh, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home is a big project that does require proper planning, preparation, and tools. And in most cases, it really is best left to a pro. But we do have some tips on a few factors that will affect your project's budget.
Now, first, understand that, according to Angie, painting an average home can cost between $2,000 and $5,000. Now, pros are going to provide estimates primarily based on the area of walls or siding that they're going to paint, not necessarily the home square feet. And that pricing is going to be based on a few factors, including the type of siding and the height of the building. Now, wood and vinyl generally cost less than brick and stucco to paint, and also the taller the building, the higher the price is going to be. Those harder-to-reach areas require extra equipment and take more time to set up and clean up, which all add to the cost.
Yeah, and like many projects, however, there's a lot more than the price to consider. You've got to think about the quality of the finished job. I mean, that's really going to depend heavily on the quality of the workmanship and the quality of the materials. You know, painters that do take shortcuts on the required prep, like scraping and sanding away that old finish, may deliver a job that lasts just a fraction of what it should or could last.
Yeah, and likewise, failing to use a primer as well as choosing a cheaper paint can result in a lower quality finish that's just not going to stand up. Now, when it comes to paint, labor is the biggest part of the expense, so be sure to always insist on using the best quality paint for a long-lasting finish, and you won't have to repaint quite as frequently. It's actually a very small part of the overall budget.
Yeah, and finally, get some cost estimates here. You never want to take a quote without that pro coming to your house. You always want to get at least three quotes. Always ask for their references and check their painter reviews. Take the time to inspect their previous work, including recent, and work that's done years ago. I mean, if you see that they did a house maybe 5-6 years ago and it's, you know, a short drive or walk from where you are, because you always kind of want to work with somebody local, take a look, see how it's holding up.
Because all the projects look good when they're first done, right? But you want to look at a house that's several years old, that's how it's really going to stand up. So good tip, Les.
Stan in Massachusetts is on the line dealing with some issues with the ceiling. Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking to get some advice about a leak we received in our ceiling in our kitchen because of defective pipes that were installed going back 20 years now. We've had several leaks that have been repaired. We don't know whether to close up the ceiling tile or not. Concerned that the same pipe is in there and it could be having a hairline crack at any point in time. So just not sure how to proceed.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a frustrating situation. I'm not quite sure what kind of pipe leaks you're talking about and whether it's something that is just a representative of some general deterioration of your plumbing system. Like, for example, some homes in the country have these pinhole copper leak, copper pipe leaks.
That's so common where I live.
Yeah, because of the acidity of water, it starts to develop really thin walls of the copper pipe, sometimes holes in it, and those folks end up replacing those pipes. I always say whenever the ceiling's open or the wall's open, replace everything you can because eventually you have to replace all the plumbing. So I'm not really sure what kind of plumbing problem you're talking about here, but generally speaking, you know, if you've not had a leak in a few months, then I would go ahead and close it up. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you at this point. If you tell me that this is a problem that is just happening all over the place, then maybe, you know, this is a different conversation. But if it's always leaking in this one place, maybe you should just open the ceiling up there once and for all and replace that piece of pipe in the area that's leaking. See what's going on. But that's kind of the way I would approach this.
Nadine in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So we have these old decrepit wood floors, and I was just curious, is it possible to put like a skim coat of concrete over it to get that like, you know, like that Home Depot like concrete floor look?
So you have wood floors right now?
Yes, we do.
What kind of wood floors? Are they like hardwood floors?
Yeah, they are. They are like, we went to the lumber store and just got pine, and then over the pine we put like an industrial like epoxy paint over them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it would be kind of a sin to cover up those wood floors and, as opposed to sanding them. But if you wanted to cover them and you wanted to have that sort of a concrete-like finish, probably what you want to do is put down a mud floor much in the same way as you would if you were putting tile down. You would have to nail a wire mesh to the floor, and then on top of that, there would be like a mixed up sort of a concrete mud mix. Not concrete, it doesn't have aggregate in it, but it's like a mud mix. And that's troweled out and made nice and smooth and flat. And then on top of that, you could put whatever you wanted, tile, you know, or any other kind of a floor finish. But have you considered something like laminate? Because you could put laminate right on top of that old floor. It's a floating floor. It locks together. It's very easy to install, and it's very, very beautiful and super durable. And I think probably less expensive than trying to get that kind of concrete finish that you're going for.
Like a laminate as in like an engineered hardwood floor, or like a laminate like old school like plastic floors?
That's different. So I wouldn't call it a plastic floor, and I wouldn't call it an engineered hardwood. And here's the differences. You're kind of at two extremes. Now, engineered hardwood is a solid hardwood that's made of layers, like plywood where the top layer is real wood. And that's fine, and you can use that, right? That's another good option. Now, laminate is the same kind of laminate you might have on a countertop, except it's 20 to 30 times more tough because it's thicker. And what they can do with laminate is they can actually create a surface that has depth to it. It has grooves to it. It has ridges. You can feel the different sort of lines of the wood knots and the grain in the wood. Or if it's stone, it can have kind of a rough stone texture to it. You can have a lot of texture on the surface, and they really have done a great job with making that today where it's quite a beautiful floor, and there's many different kinds of it. It can look like hardwood. It can look like stone. It could look like vinyl. It could look like tile. So if you're not familiar with it, you ought to look at what laminate is out there and what's available. I think that's going to be a much better option for you than trying to turn this into a concrete floor.
And the laminate can go directly over the hardwood floor. So what kind of prep work is that?
It can. It floats. You know, you put like a thin underlayment underneath it, and then you lock it together. It sits right on top of that. And then you trim it between the floor and the baseboard.
Cool. Thank you so much. That's a great idea. I never thought about it, so I'll take a look into it. I appreciate it.
Yep, take a look.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, do you love the look of a deck over a patio, but you do dread the hassle of digging and pouring concrete footings? Well, there's now a much easier solution thanks to the pedestal support system from Bison. We're going to explain how it works, helping you save money and avoid all of that back-breaking work when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. So, do you love the look of a deck over a patio, but you don't want to have to deal with digging and pouring concrete footings to kind of hold it all in place? Well, now you don't have to.
The new Bison Level Up Adjustable Deck Pedestal Joist Support System transforms how ground-level decks are built by eliminating the need for concrete footers and posts, saving time, labor, and money.
With us to describe how it all works is Jennifer Johnson, the Business Development Manager at Bison. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
So I have to say, this is an awesome product.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody that's ever tried to build a deck at the ground level, it's a harder project than you might think. I mean, I think folks think, well, you just, like, nail the beams together and throw a couple bricks under the corners and you're good to go. Well, that's not the way to do it, and that's why so many of them fall apart and decay, and they don't last, and they just look terrible. But this is a super clean, easy, and affordable way to create a foundation system for one of those decks. So talk to us about it. How does it work?
So it's a revolutionary system that utilizes pedestals, adjustable pedestals, so you don't have to dig the concrete footers or posts. And you can build the deck substructure directly onto these pedestals. There's an attachment that attaches to the wooden joist. So you build the substructure, and you can basically build a deck in a day. It eliminates that backbreaking labor of having to dig footers, fill them with concrete, wait for that to dry. You can really do this all in one day.
Yeah, and so the way this works, it looks like it sits right on grade. Is that correct, the base of the pedestal?
Yes. So you can build it over an existing concrete slab or pavers. Mm-hmm. You don't have to demo them, so there's time saved there. Or you can build it directly on the soil. So we suggest that you take that top layer of grass off, but then you can put some gravel down, build right over that. Really easy to build.
I mean, the way the bison's footing or pedestal sort of comes together is so interesting, too. You know, all the different components that allow you to height adjust so you're leveling your deck as you're building it, but also how it just kind of wraps around and secures that joist. It's just so intuitive, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's very easy to use. There's four basic components that make up a pedestal system, so you just stack them together. The joist top attachment wraps around and is fastened directly into the joist. Then the weight of the deck holds everything in place, so it's not going to move. It's also a very forgiving system, so as you're building it, you can continue to make adjustments to height and to slope. And we do sell some additional accessories, so if you need additional height in certain areas, we sell height adjustment couplers that can be screwed into the pedestal system. We also have slope levelers that you can add underneath the base of the pedestal, and you can compensate for up to 8% slope.
I see the way this works is the base sits on grade or an existing patio, for example, or a concrete slab, and then the top of the pedestal you rotate, right, like a big screw to raise or lower, and then above that is where the floor joists get attached. And you have options on how you can attach this. Is that about right?
Yes. It's a telescoping pedestal, so you twist it by hand. You don't need any tools to raise or lower it. So really easy to use. The joist top attachment, you bend up the flap, and then that is what gets fastened into the wood joist.
You know, I can think of another application for this. I built a deck about 2 years ago now where after it was done, even though it was built to code, there was too much bounce in the middle of that deck for me. I really wanted it to be stiffer. And so I had to run another girder down the middle and support it by concrete and traditional, basically, piers. I could have slipped a couple of these, two or three of these, under that beam I built, and it would have been perfect to take the flex out of that deck.
Absolutely. It certainly would have worked for that. What's great, too, is you can use these in conjunction. If you have a traditional deck that's already been built and you want to add to it, you could use the pedestal system to add to that deck.
So now it comes as a kit. So does that sort of set in stone, you know, initially how large of a deck that you can build? Is there a certain amount of distance between these that are required? Can you kind of add on? How can you make it so that you get the deck size that you want?
Yeah, the kits are modular, so you can use one kit or you can use as many kits as you want. One kit is going to allow you to build an 8-foot by 10-foot deck using 2x6 lumber. So, you know, depending on the size of lumber you use will also dictate the size of your deck. We do say minimum of 8 feet by 8 feet just to avoid any tipping hazards, but you can go as big as you want. So you can use as many kits as you want. You just build them side by side. You don't even attach them together. This is really designed for free-floating decks, so we suggest that, you know, it doesn't get attached to the home or to any other structure.
You know, it also occurs to me that because it's an engineered polymer, you're not really at risk of weather, right? No freezing issues. It's not going to grow mold. It's really a kind of set it and forget it thing once you get it in place.
It's not going to degrade.
Absolutely. Yeah, these are really heavy-duty pedestal systems. They're made out of an engineered polymer, so they're going to last for years, years and years. Each pedestal holds up to 750 pounds, but they're weather, freeze, mold-resistant, so they're going to last a long time.
The product is called the Level Up Deck Pedestal System. It's made by Bison. It's available at Amazon, HomeDepot.com, and select Home Depot stores, as well as Tall Lumber. Jennifer Johnson, the Business Development Manager for Bison, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Coming up, you want to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient? Well, start in the attic. We're going to explain how you can determine if you have the right amount of insulation to keep things cozy year-round next on The Money Pit. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium, real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Luxrock, and Spread Stone countertop kits.
Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And what we do here at The Money Pit is help you take care of your home. It can be a lot being a homeowner. You know, you love it. You have pride in your home, but you also have a lot of heart-stopping fear because there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. And there's a lot of stuff that needs to be taken care of. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, spare you from all of those snafus that can happen along the way. So be sure to join us for those new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast. Brad in Tennessee is on the line with a home that probably has the best practical joke already built into it. You flush the toilet, the shower gets cold. Why do you want to change that?
Well, because my 4-year-old son seems to think it's more of a joke than it's a real thing.
Than his parents?
Yes, that is the problem.
All right. So the shower valve itself, right? There's an easy solution to this, first of all, Brad. It requires you to change the shower valve into something called a pressure balanced valve. Now, I know you don't have a pressure balanced valve because your water temperature is changing when you draw off water, in this case by flushing the toilet. It would probably also happen if you ran other fixtures in the house, but it's because you have a differential in the pressure or the mix, as you say, between the hot and the cold. What a pressure balance valve does is it keeps that mix the same regardless of what happens to either the cold water supply or the hot water supply. So you can have more or less of either temperature of water, but the ratio of the mix together doesn't change. You may get less pressure when you flush that toilet after this valve's installed, but it won't be a shock, okay? It won't change the temperature dramatically. That's what a pressure-balanced valve does, and it sounds like you don't have one, and that would be the solution.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I will run out and get one.
All right. It's a bit of a project. You may not be able to install it yourself. You know, it's pretty much have to re-plumb the shower valve there. You may need a plumber to help you, but it definitely will solve this.
Okay, well, excellent. At least I know where to start now and where the joke ends.
All right, Brad, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and we are confident that your four-year-old will find something else equally amusing to bother his parents with.
I'm sure he will. Thank you so much, Doug.
Well, if you're looking to cut down on energy bills and keep your home more comfortable all year long, one of the best places to start is your attic. But how do you know if you've got enough insulation up there right now?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. The amount of insulation you need is going to depend on where you live and your local climate. Insulation is measured in what they call R value, which is the material's resistance to heat flow. The higher the R value, the better the insulation. For most areas, an attic should have an R value between 38 and 60, so R38 and R60, which is around 10 to 14 inches of insulation.
Now, a quick way to check if you need more insulation is by taking a look across your attic floor. If you can see the tops of your ceiling joists, you probably don't have enough. You can also use a ruler or a tape to measure the depth, but even if your insulation is level with the joist, it's often a very good idea to add more to maximize your energy efficiency.
Yeah, and when you're adding that insulation, you want to remember that it needs to be fluffy in order to properly insulate. If you're squishing that insulation down by placing storage on top of it, you're not helping yourself out at all. If you do need an area for storage, you want to dedicate a space near the attic opening and fill those joists up to the top but not beyond, and then go ahead and add more insulation to the areas that you're not using for storage.
So if you're seeing high energy bills or you have rooms that are too hot in the summer or too cold in the winter, now is a good time to check your attic insulation and consider adding more. It's one of the most cost-effective ways to save energy and improve the comfort in your home.
Now we're heading to South Dakota, where Esther has a garage question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a long, skinny garage with one door, and I would like to extend the cement floor, of course, and loosen all those bolts that fasten it to the cement and turn it on its side and put two doors or a double door on this long side so we could fit two cars in there.
So you want to take the door from the end of the house where it just basically opens up to this long, extra long garage, and you want to swing the doors over to the side of the house so you can have room for a double door. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just want to turn the garage. I would leave the hole on the end. You know, I would make that into a sliding
right.
door instead of overhead door so it wouldn't get in the way of the trams up on top. But someone said that they didn't think that that way then the tracks would be going parallel with the stringers across the top.
So your first challenge here, before we talk about your doors, because that's the last thing that you have to deal with, the first challenge is you have to actually structurally change that long side of the house to be able to have these two large garage doors in it. So that is going to require rebuilding those walls. And is this a two-story house on that side?
Okay, no, this is not an attached garage. This is a freestanding garage.
So on that long side, though, is that where the roof sits?
Yes.
The roof rafters come down on that side? All right, so that is a load-bearing wall, Esther. So it has to be reframed for a standard garage opening. That's a big job. This is not just a matter of moving the tracks over and, you know, knocking out a few 2x4s. This is a big job. You're going to have a header across that, which is a beam that's going to support that roof.
Now, would it be better to have one wide, wide door with the beam across or two separate doors with a column in?
Just as much work. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Big job. Not a do-it-yourself job. Job for a pro. Frame that out, and then you'll, and then you could, you know, perhaps you could preserve, you know, the old garage door and move it to one side. But I got to tell you, garage doors are a real pain in the neck to take apart. They got about a million pieces to them, and they're a lot easier to put together when they start all disassembled and are built in place.
Well, we have turned garages before in different places where we live.
All right, so this is a project that you are very familiar with, except in this case, you're going to have to reframe that exterior wall, and that is the bigger part of this project.
Okay.
Esther, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now that it's chilly out there and we are sealing up our homes for the winter, it's a good time to freshen up your carpeting. We're going to share a recipe for a natural carpet freshener that you can make yourself from just a few simple ingredients when the Money Pit returns.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got questions, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Jeannie reached out to Team Money Pit saying, a couple of weeks back, you mentioned a homemade natural way to freshen carpets. Can you walk us through those steps and ingredients list again?
Yeah, sure. Ginny, here's a quick guide to making and using a natural carpet deodorizer we came up with. So the first thing is to gather the ingredients. You're going to need about 2 cups of baking soda, about a half a cup of salt, and then either a quarter to a half cup of dried mint leaves or lavender buds so you have a little scent. Combine the baking soda, combine the salt, and stir in the dried herbs for a fresh scent and extra deodorizing power. Now, next, you want to vacuum the carpet thoroughly to remove the dirt. Once it's vacuumed, then you simply sprinkle that mixture evenly on the carpet using a sifter for better distribution, especially in those high traffic or odor-prone areas. Then we like to let it sit. I would let it sit for a half hour or so, and once that's done, you can vacuum it again thoroughly to remove the mixture, and this is going to leave your carpets smelling surprisingly fresh and clean. It's also not harmful to the carpets. Like sometimes when you steam clean, it can be harmful, but this is really an easy way to maintain them and have them smelling great all year long.
All right, now Pam wants to know, is it possible to insulate the outside of a house to stop condensation on a basement wall? It seems to be mostly on the north wall and only happens where the concrete is above ground.
Yeah, you don't want to insulate the outside of the basement wall. What you want to insulate is the interior of the basement wall, and there actually are special insulations for that. It could be something as simple as a Dow styrofoam board, or there are fiberglass insulations that have vapor barriers built into them. And if you do that, then that warm, moist air inside the basement is not going to be able to condense on the cold basement because it won't be able to reach the cold foundation, and you won't have the condensation issue any longer.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Pamela. Stay cozy.
Well, are you guys ready to update the faucets in your kitchen or your bath? Well, if so, you might want to give a serious look into hands-free faucets. Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, hands-free faucets, they've been around in commercial use for decades, but today you're finding more and more being designed for the home, and they do provide quite a number of advantages. For one, you don't need to worry about your hands being dirty or soapy or full. They're also great for keeping the germ count down. Less hands, touching less surfaces. And that's something that can come in really handy with a household full of kids, pets, even elderly relatives. Some other advantages are saving water because that faucet isn't going to be running while you're soaping up your hands. You're not going to forget to turn it off and walk away. It's great for people with limited hand mobility. It's great for the chef of the house because you're not reaching for the faucet with those chickeny hands. I always feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm doing everything, and then I'm touching the faucet, and I'm trying to get things, and then I feel like I have to bleach everything after. So that's definitely helpful there. And it's also great for kids who just can't reach. All they need to be able to do is touch or wave at the faucet, and they've got water to wash their little hands. Now, those touchless faucets are installed just like a standard faucet, and most also have the traditional hot and cold valves, which you can adjust for the desired temperature. The one change here is that they do have a battery pack, which operates that hands-free sensor. So these hands-free faucets, they're not more difficult to install. They offer a ton of benefits that you'll not find in a traditional kitchen or bath faucet. So if you're out there to update a bathroom or a kitchen space, definitely consider it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you guys use your garage as a workshop or some other sort of hangout spot? Winter can make that difficult. So we've got some tips on how you can add heat to your garage and turn it into a year-round comfortable workspace on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Political analyst Ben Domenech is praising a number of Trump cabinet nominees, including the selection of Florida Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State.
I will just say, I think it's an A-plus move, but it's also, I think it's a good move for him career-wise. I think it's something where he's going to have authority in an area where he knows more than I think almost anybody in the country what that department needs in order to function better.
Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says Pete Hegseth will get a fair hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, despite being attacked by Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, who summed up the highly decorated war veteran as merely a Fox News host.
Pete, of course, deserves a fair hearing, like all the president's nominees do, but he deserves a lot more respect than someone like Liz Warren gives him, a woman who lied about being an Indian on a job application that she otherwise might not have gotten.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network about President-elect Trump's nomination of Hegseth to serve as defense secretary. Also at townhall.com, Donald Trump has named his campaign press secretary to the duties of briefing the White House press corps.
Caroline Leavitt will be the next White House press secretary and the youngest person ever to hold the job. Trump has called Leavitt smart, tough, and a highly effective communicator.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Leavitt is just 27. Previously, that distinction went to Ron Ziegler, who was 29 when he took the position in 1969 for President Richard Nixon. Drought is parching the northeast U.S., draining reservoirs and priming the landscape for damaging wildfires.
The New York City watershed, the watershed area that fills the reservoirs that gets water to the people in New York City for drinking and to our upstate customers. Normally, we'd have from September until now about 10 inches of rain, and we've only received about 2.5 inches of rain.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Americans are showing their willingness to spend.
The Commerce Department says retail purchases rose 0.4% from September to October. Auto dealers, restaurants, and electronics stores all reported higher sales, although not as strong as the August to September period. Despite inflation leaving prices about 20% higher than they were 3 years ago, the latest retail sales figures suggest the economy is growing briskly again. Retailers are entering the crucial holiday shopping period. Analysts are forecasting a solid shopping season, although perhaps not as robust as last year's. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Bella Caroli, who led Nadia Comaneci and Mary Lou Retton to Olympic gold and revolutionized the sport of gymnastics, only to see his legacy destroyed by allegations of abusive coaching, has died. He was 82. Caroli had been in poor health in recent years. The cause of death has not yet been revealed. More at townhall.com. When Massachusetts voters ditched the state's high school graduation exams, they joined a trend that has chipped away at the use of high-stakes testing.
The vote leaves just 7 states with mandated graduation exams, a number that could dwindle even more in the coming years. Backers of the test argue easing the graduation requirement will result in lower education standards, but critics say students who were passing their courses have ended up being denied diplomas because of the test requirement. Jason Walker reporting.
New York City politicians are calling on Whoopi Goldberg to apologize for suggesting on air that a local bakery had declined to make her a batch of desserts for her birthday because of her political beliefs. Local leaders and supporters joined Holterman's bakery owner Jill Holterman at a news conference in front of the 145-year-old institution Friday. The flap started Wednesday when Goldberg celebrated her 69th birthday on The View by sharing with her co-host a tray of Charlotte Russe. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors. And if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation.
No, the most amazing care.
They changed my life.
Highland Hospital for Children! Yay!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
Thank you!
Go to loveshrines.org right away. Thank you!
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you doing this fine November weekend if you are getting ready to fix up your house in anticipation of family and friends coming over for the holidays? That would be a great topic for us to talk about today on the Money Pit. So reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, if you're working outside the house, there's still a lot of time to get projects done before it gets too cold out there. We'd be happy to help with that as well. Basically, whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right on over to ours by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your house to boost its curb appeal, to change a color you don't like, or to refresh a dilapidated paint job, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home, well, that's a big project that requires proper planning, preparation, and tools. So we're going to share some pro tips to help you get the project done right. Just ahead.
And also ahead, do you love the look of a deck over a patio but dread the hassle of digging and pouring those concrete footings? Well, there's now a much easier solution thanks to the pedestal support system from Bison. We're going to explain how that works, helping you save money and avoid all of that back-breaking work.
And do you want to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient? Well, if you want to do that, start in the attic. We're going to explain how to determine if you've got the right amount of insulation that keeps things cozy all year long.
But first, let us help you make your home everything that you dream it can be. We're here to share impartial expert tips and tricks to manage your money pit at every stage in your home improvement adventure.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 with your home improvement questions. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading out to Arizona, we've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
It's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house with a kitchen sink and two bowls and a kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
In a smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold, soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and that wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge would be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in there, you're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to, like, stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, it would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. So I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question. It doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There are different types of encapsulated insulation. And create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it. Yep. All right, good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Bye.
All right, heading south to Florida, where Dorothy is on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I have engineered flooring. And I want to redo it. It's worn in spots. And nobody seems to be able to tell me what to do with it, how to refinish it.
So engineered flooring, Dorothy, is not a product that's designed to be refinished. It's not like hardwood floor where you can sand it, because it doesn't have as thick of a surface. Engineered flooring is made up of layers. It's more like plywood, where you have different types of wood that are glued together, and it gives you dimensional stability, and it's good for damp locations, but it's not necessarily designed to be refinished. So this may be a case where you need to remove and replace rather than refinish it.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of different types of flooring that are available today aside from the engineered hardwood floor. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank, which can look just like wood or many other materials, but it's completely 100% waterproof. And you may even be able to install this on top of the old floor and not have to worry about even taking it up and avoiding the expense and the hassles of having to do a tear out. Is this engineered hardwood on a cement slab?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to get up because it's probably glued down. That's how they usually do that. So you may want to look at the engineered vinyl plank. Take a look at Lumber Liquidators, or as they go now, their new name is LL Flooring, and look at all the beautiful engineered vinyl planks. I put down two of those floors, in one in a kitchen and one in a laundry room, and they really have worn very, very well. And they're not expensive either.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll check that out.
Good luck, Dorothy. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this November weekend. Coming up on the Money Pit, is the outside of your home ready for a fresh coat of paint? Well, if you have 2 weeks, a 30-foot ladder, and some experience, this makes for an excellent DIY project. For the rest of us, a pro is going to get that done much faster and probably with a better finish. We're going to have some tips for you to take on that project when the money pit continues. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, enjoy this radio show? We know you do. And we think you might also love our podcast. You're going to find all kinds of things there to help you out with all your projects and help you plan for everything and save money and tackle those projects with confidence right there at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to help you plan your next home improvement adventure. Joe in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on with your insulation?
Well, we built a new home,
yep.
And it's 2x6 construction
okay.
With a truss roof.
Yep.
And I used open cell sprayed in insulation, and they come
yep.
in and then they shave it all down to the studs.
Yep.
So we have a completely sealed envelope of the structure itself.
Okay.
Now, when it's a truss roof, so there's really no attic, but there is a space up there.
Okay.
When you sheetrock the whole ceiling and close that off, do I need to be concerned with some sort of ventilation in the attic space.
No, not at all. Not at all. Where did they insulate in the attic? Did they insulate under the roof itself?
They insulated the roof right to the plywood roof.
Yeah. Nope. You absolutely do not need to ventilate a spray foam house. And here's why. Because basically now that attic is a conditioned space. I have a spray foamed attic. It's terrific because it's pretty much the same temperature as the rest of the house all the time. It used to be that it was, you know, super hot in the summer and really cold in the winter. Now it's pretty much even Steven. And the fact that you use spray foam means that it expanded and sealed all the little cracks and gaps and crevices, so you're not going to have any problems with with drafts getting in there. So you do not need to ventilate that roof.
Now, how about we have a mechanical equipment up there. I have the air conditioning unit up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No concerns with that in that space either?
No, it'll even work better because now, you know, when it's trying to cool in the summer, it's not going to be doing so in an attic space that's 110 degrees.
All right. I was concerned because there's absolutely no ridge vent, no soffit vent.
Yeah, no, that is done correctly, and we have to start thinking differently. Now, we use attic ventilation when we use products like fiberglass because we have to manage the moisture. But with spray foam ventilation, that is not an issue. That is now a conditioned part of your house, just like any room in your house. You may not have heating ducts up there, but it does not need to be ventilated.
Fantastic.
All right, that's a good choice.
All right. All right, very good.
Good luck, Joe. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we've got Ruth on the line from St. Thomas, Pennsylvania. You got us all excited we were going to the Caribbean, but we're sticking in the Northeast.
I know.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a heat pump in my house. That's how we heat through that. And somebody told me that I have to have that serviced every winter for the heat pump, and in the spring I have to have the air conditioner serviced. Is there any truth to that? Because someone else told me that if you have an electrical heat pump, you do not have to have it serviced every year. So I was just wondering.
So you do need to have it serviced, but just once a year, because it's pretty much going to operate the same in the heating system and the cooling system, and they test both systems as part of the normal service. The difference between the heating and the cooling is one valve called a reversing valve, and it basically reverses the refrigeration cycle.
Okay.
And that can be checked as part of the summer AC service. So I don't think you have to do it twice a year. You certainly have to do it once a year. But living in Pennsylvania, a heat pump is probably a very expensive way for you to heat. I will tell you there's new technology out there now in heat pumps that are designed for northern climates. Bosch Home Comfort is a manufacturer of many of these inverter heat pumps that can actually handle heating when the temperature is like minus 5 or minus 10 outside. And they don't cost more to operate than what a gas furnace might be. So they're certainly a good option for those that don't have access to gas, for example, for the heating, where you can get air conditioning in the same system at a very, very affordable cost. So that's something to keep in mind for when it's time to upgrade the system. But for right now, I'd say servicing it once a year is the hot ticket.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Ruth.
Bye.
Well, if you'd like to paint the exterior of your home to boost its curb appeal, or maybe change a color that you're just not liking anymore, or just to give it a refresh, fall is the perfect time to get this project done. But painting an entire home is a big project that does require proper planning, preparation, and tools. And in most cases, it really is best left to a pro. But we do have some tips on a few factors that will affect your project's budget.
Now, first, understand that, according to Angie, painting an average home can cost between $2,000 and $5,000. Now, pros are going to provide estimates primarily based on the area of walls or siding that they're going to paint, not necessarily the home's square feet. And that pricing is going to be based on a few factors, including the type of siding and the height of the building. Now, wood and vinyl generally cost less than brick and stucco to paint, and also the taller the building, the higher the price is going to be. Those harder-to-reach areas require extra equipment and take more time to set up and clean up, which all add to the cost.
Yeah, and like many projects, however, there's a lot more than the price to consider. You've got to think about the quality of the finished job. I mean, that's really going to depend heavily on the quality of the workmanship and the quality of the materials. You know, painters that do take shortcuts on the required prep, like scraping and sanding away that old finish, may deliver a job that lasts just a fraction of what it should or could last.
Yeah, and likewise, failing to use a primer as well as choosing a cheaper paint can result in a lower quality finish that's just not going to stand up. Now, when it comes to paint, labor is the biggest part of the expense. So be sure to always insist on using the best quality paint for a long-lasting finish, and you won't have to repaint quite as frequently. It's actually a very small part of the overall budget.
Yeah, and finally, get some cost estimates here. You never want to take a quote without that pro coming to your house. You always want to get at least three quotes. Always ask for their references and check their painter reviews. Take the time to inspect their previous work, including recent and work that's done years ago. I mean, if you see that they did a house maybe 5-6 years ago and it's, you know, a short drive or walk from where you are, because you always kind of want to work with somebody local, take a look, see how it's...
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays, and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
So if you're not familiar with it, you ought to look at the, what laminate is out there and what's available. I think that's going to be a much better option for you than trying to turn this into a concrete floor.
And the laminate can go directly over the hardwood floor. So what kind of prep work is that?
It can. You know, like, yep, it floats. You know, you put like a thin underlaminate underneath it, and then you lock it together. It sits right on top of that. And then you trim it between the floor and the baseboard.
Cool. Thank you so much. That's a great idea. I never thought of it, so I'll take a look into it. I appreciate it.
Yep, take a look.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, do you love the look of a deck over a patio, but you do dread the hassle of digging and pouring concrete footings? Well, there's now a much easier solution thanks to the pedestal support system from Bison. We're going to explain how it works, helping you save money and avoid all of that back-breaking work when the Money Pit returns.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Did you know 8 out of the last 11 created jobs never really existed? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Over the course of the past year, the Labor Department has revised the jobs report by over a million jobs. In case you forgot, the Federal Reserve was using this info when making their policy decisions. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What do you think you want to do with your life?
I am still working on that. You know, every day I'm trying to figure that out, so I don't know if I have an answer for you right now.
What do you really enjoy doing?
I'm a storyteller first and foremost, so I love to write any way I can express myself.
And you're in the engineering business. Any room for a storyteller in your business?
100%. We have to explain our projects and why they are good and what the benefits of them are going to be. So telling that story, articulating it, communicating it in a positive way is absolutely essential.
Darnell, is this opening your eyes to the fact that you're valued?
Ellie, no, it's very refreshing to hear, and I appreciate it.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Get ready for everything you need to know about the 2024 election, the candidates, the campaigns, and the factors that everyone seems to be ignoring.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. So, do you love the look of a deck over a patio, but you don't want to have to deal with digging and pouring concrete footings to kind of hold it all in place? Well, now you don't have to.
The new Bison Level Up Adjustable Deck Pedestal Joist Support System transforms how ground-level decks are built by eliminating the need for concrete footers and posts, saving time, labor, and money.
With us to describe how it all works is Jennifer Johnson, the Business Development Manager at Bison. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
So I have to say, this is an awesome product.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody that's ever tried to build a deck at the ground level, it's a harder project than you might think. I mean, I think folks think, well, you just like nail the beams together and throw a couple bricks under the corners and you're good to go. Well, that's not the way to do it, and that's why so many of them fall apart and decay and they don't last and they just look terrible. But this is a super clean, easy, and affordable way to create a foundation system for one of those decks. So talk to us about it. How does it work?
So it's a revolutionary system that utilizes pedestals, adjustable pedestals, so you don't have to dig the concrete footers or posts. And you can build the deck substructure directly onto these pedestals. There's an attachment that attaches to the wooden joist, so you build the substructure, and you can basically build a deck in a day. It eliminates that backbreaking labor of having to dig footers, fill them with concrete, wait for that to dry. You can really do this all in one day.
Yeah, and so the way this works, it looks like it sits right on grade. Is that correct, the base of the pedestal?
Yes. So you can build it over an existing concrete slab or pavers. Mm-hmm. You don't have to demo them, so there's time saved there. Or you can build it directly on the soil. So we suggest that you take that top layer of grass off, but then you can put some gravel down, build right over that. Really easy to build.
I mean, the way the bison footing or pedestal sort of comes together is so interesting, too. You know, all the different components that allow you to height adjust so you're leveling your deck as you're building it, but also how it just kind of wraps around and secures that joist. It's just so intuitive, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's very easy to use. There's four basic components that make up a pedestal system, so you just stack them together. The joist top attachment wraps around and is fastened directly into the joist. Then the weight of the deck holds everything in place, so it's not going to move. It's also a very forgiving system, so as you're building it, you can continue to make adjustments to height and to slope. And we do sell some additional accessories, so if you need additional height in certain areas, we sell height adjustment couplers that can be screwed into the pedestal system. We also have slope levelers that you can add underneath the base of the pedestal. And you can compensate for up to 8% slope.
I see the way this works is the base sits on grade or an existing patio, for example, or a concrete slab. And then the top of the pedestal, you rotate, right, like a big screw to raise or lower. And then above that is where the floor joists get attached, and you have options on how you can attach those. Is that about right?
Yes. It's a telescoping pedestal, so you twist it by hand. You don't need any tools to raise or lower it. So really easy to use. The joist top attachment, you bend up the flap, and then that is what gets fastened into the wood joist.
You know, I can think of another application for this. I built a deck about 2 years ago now where after it was done, even though it was built to code, there was too much bounce in the middle of that deck for me. I really wanted it to be stiffer, and so I had to run another girder down the middle and support it by concrete and traditional basically piers. I could have slipped a couple of these, two or three of these, under that beam I built, and it would have been perfect to take the flex out of that deck.
Absolutely. It certainly would have worked for that. What's great, too, is you can use these in conjunction. If you have a traditional deck that's already been built and you want to add to it, you could use the pedestal system to add to that deck.
So now it comes as a kit. So does that sort of set in stone, you know, initially how large of a deck that you can build? Is there a certain amount of distance between these that are required? Can you kind of add on? How can you make it so that you get the deck size that you want?
Yeah, the kits are modular, so you can use one kit or you can use as many kits as you want. One kit is going to allow you to build an 8-foot by 10-foot deck using 2x6 lumber. So, you know, depending on the size of lumber you use will also dictate the size of your deck. We do say minimum of 8 feet by 8 feet just to avoid any tipping hazards, but you can go as big as you want. So you can use as many kits as you want. You just build them side by side. You don't even attach them together. This is really designed for free-floating decks, so we suggest that, you know, it doesn't get attached to the home or to any other structure.
You know, it also occurs to me that because it's an engineered polymer, you're not really at risk of weather, right? No freezing issues. It's not going to grow mold. It's really a kind of set-it-and-forget-it thing once you get it in place.
It's not going to degrade.
Absolutely. Yeah, these are really heavy-duty pedestal systems. They're made out of an engineered polymer, so they're going to last for years, years and years. Each pedestal holds up to 750 pounds, but they're weather, freeze, mold-resistant, so they're going to last a long time.
The product is called the Level Up Deck Pedestal System. It's made by Bison. It's available at Amazon, HomeDepot.com, and select Home Depot stores, as well as Tall Lumber. Jennifer Johnson, the Business Development Manager for Bison, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Coming up, you want to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient? Well, start in the attic. We're going to explain how you can determine if you have the right amount of insulation to keep things cozy year-round next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluidmaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass, LuxRock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens, shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, LuxRock, and Spreadstone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and what we do here at The Money Pit is help you take care of your home. It can be a lot being a homeowner. You know, you love it, you have pride in your home, but you also have a lot of heart-stopping fear because there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. And there's a lot of stuff that needs to be taken care of. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, help you save money, spare you from all of those snafus that can happen along the way. So be sure to join us for those new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast. Brad in Tennessee is on the line with a home that probably has the best practical joke already built into it. You flush the toilet, the shower gets cold. Why do you want to change that?
Well, because my four-year-old son seems to think it's more of a joke than it's a real thing.
Than his parents?
Yes, that is the problem.
All right, so the shower valve itself, right? There's an easy solution to this, first of all, Reb. It requires you to change the shower valve.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7. Emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
In your home.
Now we're heading to South Dakota, where Esther has a garage question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a long, skinny garage with one door. And I would like to extend the cement floor, of course, and loosen all those bolts that fasten it to the cement and turn it on its side and put two doors or a double door on this long side so we could fit two cars in there.
So you want to take the door from the end of the house where it just basically opens up to this long, extra long garage, and you want to swing the doors over to the side of the house so you can have room for a double door. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just want to turn the garage. I would leave the hole on the end. You know, I would make that into a sliding
right.
door instead of overhead door so it wouldn't get in the way of the trams up on top. But someone said that they didn't think that that way then the tracks would be going parallel with the stringers across the top.
So your first challenge here, before we talk about your doors, because that's the last thing that you have to deal with, the first challenge is you have to actually structurally change that long side of the house to be able to have these two large garage doors in it. So that is going to require rebuilding those walls. And is this a two-story house on that side?
Okay, no, this is not an attached garage. This is a freestanding garage.
So on that long side, though, is that where the roof sits?
Yes.
The roof rafters come down on that side? All right, so that is a load-bearing wall, Esther. So it has to be reframed for a standard garage opening. That's a big job. This is not just a matter of moving the tracks over and, you know, knocking out a few 2x4s. This is a big job. You're going to have a header across that, which is a beam that's going to support that roof.
Now, would it be better to have one wide door with the beam across or two separate doors with a column in?
Just as much work. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Big job. Not a do-it-yourself job. Job for a pro. Frame that out, and then you could... You know, perhaps you could preserve, the old garage door and move it to one side. But I got to tell you, garage doors are a real pain in the neck to take apart. They got about a million pieces to them, and they're a lot easier to put together when they start all disassembled and are built in place.
Well, we have turned garages before in different places where we live.
All right, so this is a project that you are very familiar with, except in this case, you're going to have to reframe that exterior wall, and that is the bigger part of this project.
Okay.
Esther, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now that it's chilly out there and we are sealing up our homes for the winter, it's a good time to freshen up your carpeting. We're going to share a recipe for a natural carpet freshener that you can make yourself from just a few simple ingredients when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do...
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.